Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Then in hip-hop audio review, Freddie Gibbs, Pronto EP. Look, man, we done goddamn done did every Freddie Gibbs project on the main channel. So if you need a bio, like, what the hell? Freddie Gibbs is one of the hottest rappers in the game right now. Because I fuck with Freddie so heavy, and you may or may not know Freddie just yet, I'm going to give you a bio. Typically, I forego these, but Freddie, my guy. Gary Indiana has multiple one-producer projects with Alchemist, with Madlib, independent artist originally signed to Jeezy, had some issues over there. He bounced. Go listen to the Pinata. He got a diss track toward Jeezy. But yeah, man, I think Freddie Gibbs is on top of the rap world right now. I don't think there's many other rappers that have a more active career currently. It's only a handful of guys, you know, the Griselda boys, because they drop 25 projects a year. Currency, the level that Freddie Gibbs is currently rapping on is just amazing. And this project came out 6 years ago.
I know, it's crazy.
6 years ago. And look, I always got to tell the story, but I'm going to talk about this project. We were recording one Sunday, and I was having some car issues, and B was taking me home, or we were going somewhere. I can't remember what the fuck we were doing, but I know I was in a car with BZ, and me and him were talking, so he had the music hella low. But I could hear the knob. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? What is you playing? And he's like, man, I'm playing that Freddie Gibbs Pronto. I say, hey, turn that shit up, bro. Turn that shit up. Man, been a fucking lover of this project ever since. Probably one of the hardest EPs, and it's only fucking three songs, which is crazy. But man, this project, to me, this is the embodiment of the melodic Gibbs. Especially like when it starts with Pronto. Like, Gibbs has Midwest in him. You know what I'm saying? He got some Bone Thugs in him. He got some Crucial Conflict in him. You know the way, and they supposed to ride. Like, damn, you know what I'm saying? A little bit of Ja Rule in there. But Pronto's hard. But when they go to White Range, oh my God, just the beat is so crazy. Like, to me, you know, Ken, I always be talking about, you know, driving music and bumping the whip music. And sometimes I get descriptive with when and how you should be riding to some music. This is sunset music. When that sun is coming down and you put the windows down because that breeze feel nice, that's what you play. You play that White Range. That White Range is hard. And then Diamonds. Oh, my goodness. Hey, him and Dana Williams. Let me tell you something about Freddie Gibbs' catalog. If you see Dana Williams featured, play that song. All of his features with her are amazing. Diamonds is so interesting because it's such a trap beat with so much energy, but it's still so mellow and chill and Freddie. And then Dana just laces it with even with the aesthetic, with the this project is beautiful. If I had to use one word to describe it,
yeah, man, I don't even know why I put this on at the time. But I do remember talking to B about it too, man. I text B after I heard White Range. I was like, yo, man, you listen to that damn new Pronto HP? But yeah, I just to kind of close out with Dana Williams, yeah, that's my least favorite on here. But I do like how on the end of that, she came in with the vocals underneath and kind of just closed it out. That shit was tight. And I do think that song was kind of needed to kind of give it a different, you know, feel to it.
Exactly. Yeah. Because it's so mellow with Pronto and White Range that you needed something a little bit louder.
Yeah, because, on Pronto, when it was like, that the way he changed up his flow, like right around the minute mark, I was like, yo. And like you said, that Bone Thugs and Harmony thing, but man, fucking White Range is what did it for me, man. the storytelling in that shit,
mm-hmm.
like I was all in it. Like when he got to the end, he was like, and then I realized that I love her.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yo, what the fuck? And the way he was rapping the fucking beat, man, I was like, dang, like I this shit was in this shit. I was with you. I think this shit was fucking incredible. I think White Ranger is one of Freddie Gibbs' best songs of all time, man. I think
it's underrated.
It's very
underrated.
Yeah. I think people sleeping on that. I think when you guys did the, did you play this? Didn't y'all have a Freddie Gibbs All Friday thing?
Yeah. So I played Pronto songs when we did it originally, when the pandemic first hit and me and B were doing it on Twitch. Mm-hmm. And B's audience hated it. I'm like, whoa.
They hated White Range?
Bruh. What? They was like, why you playing this? I said, why am I not playing this?
What?
Yeah, bro. So look, Ken, look, man. I'm not making no excuses. B wash me with, what was it, Kanye versus Freddie? Or no, Pusha versus Freddie.
Yeah.
When we did Odd Friday, you know, on the big platform out here on YouTube. My psyche going into that matchup was fucked up because of the audience response on BZ's Twitch. I played Pinata. They was like, why you playing this? I played Pronto. Why you playing it? So it had me fucked up. So I came into it like, well, shit, niggas think that shit is dusty. I ain't even gonna play it.
Wow.
So it had my psyche fucked up. Now, out of all of the battles I did, I completely botched that one. But my mentality going in was skewed from the fucking Twitchers.
Yo, they bugging.
They was bugging.
Yeah, they bugging, man. I could tell they were not listening, which, you know, I get it. Maybe that's hard to do. Like with White Range, you kind of sit with it and listen to what's going on, and then you'll catch it. But even still, I think the beat and the way he's rapping is good enough for it to catch on. Like, did you play Pronto by any chance?
I don't remember. I probably played Pronto and White Range.
Man, White Range, man. Underrated, for sure.
Underrated.
Like, somebody tell me this shit, whack. I question it.
Yeah, I question your hip-hop ear. But Ken, you know, there's something that you said that you got to listen to that track because there's so many things happening mm-hmm. on that beat. You have the horn that's throughout this whole thing. There's just a lot of different aesthetics happening that you can overlook what Freddie's rapping about, because even the cadence and the flow of Freddie is so melodic inside of that whole thing, that whole gumbo, that it's like you could lose the words and what they actually mean. So because I remember the first two or three times that I listened to this, I was just bopping. But then when I actually sat down and put headphones on, I was like, oh, he's saying some shit. He's revealing, like, yo, like this drug shit, you know, he was on some shit. And so, yeah, man, like, there's layers to Freddie, and that's one of the things I like. And sometimes he hides it literally in plain sight.
Yeah, I was listening to driving from Fort Valley when I worked there, and you know, you're in the car, you know, you kind of lock into what's going on with certain songs, and that's how I was able to kind of listen to what was being said. But even talking about Pronto, which is another banger on here, just like how he was talking about OJ and the Bronco and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, this was the one where I was like, okay, this is Freddie coming out party. Like, he was already dope, but
yes,
this was him going somewhere else.
This was the transition.
Yep.
This was the transition. This is what I think, and you know, it's crazy. I think this is what allowed Freddie to dabble in all hip hop arenas.
Mm.
Because, hold on, let me see. Did this come out before Pinata or after?
I think so.
Let me see. When did Pinata come out? Let me see. Pinata came out 2014. Yes. Okay. So the Pronto EP. Now, okay, let me backtrack just a little bit. When he first came out with Jeezy around that time, like the mixtape Cold Damn Hell. Got hella joints on there that I like. But it was very prototypical trap rapper-ish. You know what I'm saying? Even though he sounded amazing on it. He had flows and all that shit. But the aesthetic of the music was very cookie cutter at the time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Then when he left the whole Jeezy thing, and he starts making music like Pinata. And it's like, whoa, hold on. You're tapping into the underground? So when Pronto comes out, it's the bridge, because these songs sound aesthetically accessible, but they're not trapped. Like, okay, I give you the third one.
Diamonds.
Diamonds.
Yeah.
Diamonds is the most radio friendly one out of this. But what this EP did, in my opinion, it allowed Freddie to do the album Freddie, where it was nothing but trap beats, but then he comes back and he drops a joint with or he drops Fetty with Currency and Alchemist. So it allowed Freddie, in my opinion, to just start to navigate any channel of hip hop waters he wanted to dive into. It didn't matter. After Pronto, it's like it showed. And then even Shadow of a Doubt. To me, Shadow of a Doubt was an extension of this. I think, honestly, personally, I think these were probably a couple of tracks that didn't make Shadow of a Doubt. Because that's an underrated Freddie project.
Yeah, so that's why I said going on. I think this is, so yeah, Shadow of a Doubt, because we did review that one.
Only me and B did. Oh, wait, hold on. You talking about for D365?
No, for Dead and Hip Hop.
Only me and B did, though.
On the channel?
On the channel, it was only me and B. None of the rest of y'all niggas didn't even want to do it.
What did we do? You Only Live Twice? We did one of these.
We did You Only Live Twice. Whatever, I want to say it was that project, but it was the project after he got locked up overseas. That was the one that we did.
So Pinata came out the same year, right?
Pinata came out a year before Pronto. Came out in 2014.
Oh.
Pronto came out in 2015. And then Shadow of a Doubt. Hold on, let me look real quick.
Came out in 2015, according to Apple Music. See, I see okay. On here, Pinata dropped in, there's the Alice Goose remix that dropped in 2015. That's why I was
asking. March 18, 2014 is when Pinata dropped.
Okay.
And then, and that's why I said, like, if you listen to Shadow of a Doubt, it sounds aesthetically a lot like Pronto.
I'm gonna go back and re-listen to that joint, because I don't think I was rocking with that all that much.
Which one, Shadow of a Doubt?
Yeah.
No, y'all weren't, and that's why me and B was looking at all of y'all like y'all was crazy. It was like, no, we reviewing it.
Nah, it was Shadow of a Doubt and You Only Live Twice. I don't think I was high on, because we did one in the park. Remember?
Yeah. So I think it's You Only Live Twice. That was the one we did in the park.
Okay. But yeah, it was like you get Pinata and then it was Pronto. And then, yeah, I don't think I was feeling that. But yeah, anyway, yeah, this shit right after Pinata. So I'm like, Freddie on the roll.
Yeah.
And then, you know.
And then Shadow of a Doubt came out right after this.
And I was like,
so yeah, nah, Freddie's that guy. Freddie has, in a very short amount of time, one of the best discographies in hip hop.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a convo.
That is a convo.
That's a convo.
That's a convo. But look, very short EP, three songs. I don't even know. It's probably like 10 minutes long, if that. All 3D Bitches, my favorite. Yeah. it's probably one of my favorite EPs ever. It's that damn hard. It was so hard that I remember when we did the mid-year, I said, well, you know, we never really put EPs on there. You know, do we have a rule?
I remember that conversation. Yeah.
And then y'all was like, no, not really. And I said, well, does it have to have a certain amount of songs? Nah, not really. Hey, Pronto. Give me Pronto.
Yep, I remember that.
Yep. But look, man, again, we appreciate all of the support. Does Freddie Gibbs need a Freddie Week? This is what I want y'all to do. Spam Ken on Twitter. Spam your boy FIFO 24/7. Spam the Dead in Hip Hop. Spam the Dead in Hip Hop Twitter. At mention Freddie and just put fire emojis. Just put fire emojis. You know how I love the fire emojis if you watch Our Friday. Give me the fire emojis and we will do a Freddie Gibbs week. Thank you. We out. Peace.
Peace.